Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined by Linda Clark, Executive Director of the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana, and Linda Hunt from Aetna. She's the Louisiana Clinical Case Manager. Lynn, welcome.
Welcome.
Did I just call you Linda?
Yes, you did.
I had Linda first on my sheet, and I changed it up there at the last minute, and I just gave you a new name. Thanks just for being with us today.
Thank you, Corey.
Let's talk about what you got going on this weekend. It is Summer Super Saturday in the Garden, sponsored by Aetna.
It is super, truly. So this is our opening, our soft opening of the garden. As you know, we opened our downtown facility about 5 months ago. And as part of that, we were able to just really develop the land around it, which is about two full lots. And as part of that, we've got a 30-bed raised bed garden. We have an outdoor learning center for early childhood. We've got a fruit tree lined path. And so this has really been built for our families that are in our programs. But once a month, we're opening that up to the community. And with our partners, with LSU Ag and the Master Gardeners and 4-H leaders and the food bank, we're going to be offering garden-based education because I need to know how to take care of those beds.
Now, this is an area that was just kind of beat down. It was an old commercial area, and you basically took a parking lot and a bunch of junk, and you're making a community garden out of an area that probably needed to be bulldozed years ago. Talk to me about this. Why did you guys decide to build a garden in a parking lot in downtown Monroe?
Well, the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana, our mission is to create communities where children and families thrive. And so, you know, really thinking about that word thrive, it's just a natural step to create a garden as a metaphor, but as a real thing that families can come. We can, you know, work with kids and parents and plant seeds, and we can watch them grow just as we plant seeds of knowledge, as we help parents to help their children grow in other ways. And so to us, it seemed a natural progression to literally put the seed in the soil. And we're so lucky to have partners like LSU Ag, but also to have a landlord like Wayne Williamson, who basically, when we said, gee, do you think we could put a garden out here? He said, look, I bought the field next door. Do you want it? And we said, yes.
Linda Hunt is with us from Aetna. Linda, you know, Aetna is a big insurance company, and part of insurance, I guess, is sometimes catching people and preventing behaviors or getting them started down a right path. And if you guys do that, maybe you don't have to pay a bunch of money later for somebody doing something their whole life. Why are you guys involved in this garden project?
Well, because Aetna is so excited about being partnering with the Children's Coalition, because we believe that you can improve everyone's lives that we touch, and it goes a long way, especially for our future generation. And it also improves the strength and the health of the people in Louisiana, as you said, and that way they're healthier, and that's better for everybody. We encourage healthy eating, healthy living at Aetna, and so this garden was just something that fit right in with what we're trying to do. They can grow their own fresh food and do things as a family. The garden and the learning center is such a wonderful learning activity for children and adults. It's important that the families play and learn together. And the garden is something the children can use as they become adults and can pass on to their own children.
Lynn, some people may not know where we're talking about in downtown Monroe. You're kind of, what, behind Harvey's Dance Hall, sort of over near the Salvation Army, kind of in that part of downtown Monroe. You are going to transform that, though. I'm looking at your map, so let's walk me through the garden. As I come up to your building, what do I see?
Absolutely. So whether you're going to our partner Roller Roaster, which, by the way, we will be having free Roller Roaster coffee for anybody who shows up and digs in the dirt, and just sort of turning left on Hall Street, or if you're coming from Domo, and we are working from the River Market, we're working very closely with Domo to kind of bookend downtown and help people walk the walk, and turning right onto Hall Street, you'll see that the garden just jumps out at you. So as as you come through our gate, the first thing you're going to see is a tree-lined fruit tree path. And that's 8 fruit trees. We've got pears, we've got apples, and we're really trying to show people this is what you can plant in your backyard and to create these edible moments. In front of that is a pollinator garden or a habitat that was sponsored by Monroe Garden Study League. And that's just an example for people to be able to take back and create a place for bees and butterflies. A free little library is out there for kids to take books about caterpillars and butterflies. You continue to walk through the tree-lined path. You're going to run into this amazing early childhood outdoor learning center. And this is a model for our child care providers, but also for anybody to do this in their backyard. We've got do-it-yourself centers that just hang on fences. And it's just a place for our early childhood, you know, 0 to 7-year-old kids to just play and have a great time. That wraps around 30 raised beds. These raised beds are going to feed our early Head Start kids. It's going to feed our families and our programs. And then some of those beds are adoptable. So if you are a member of the Children's Coalition or you're one of our families or you come to Super Saturday and you want to join, you can have your own family garden. I think what makes this different, though, is it's not a community garden. Everything is child size. Everything is about going with your child, digging in the dirt, putting plants in the ground, and watching it grow.
Linda Hunt is with us from Aetna. Lynn Clark, Executive Director of the Children's Coalition. Now, you're encouraging people to come out this Saturday?
That's right. 9 o'clock to 12, come at any time, opening ceremonies at 10:30.
And you've got some things coming up a little later. This will be the third Saturday of every month. What's on tap for the rest of the summertime?
In July, we're going to be looking at pollinators and learning all kinds of wonderful things about bugs and bees. And then in August, it's back to school and all about babies.
All right. Linda Hunt of Aetna, Lynn Clark of the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. You can find out more about this new project at childrenscoalition.org. And Lynn, you told me there's a Facebook page.
There is. So it's Children's Coalition Family Garden. Check us out, and you can hear about all our wonderful parent education programs that'll be going on indoors as well.
To find out more, visit those websites. And if you can't remember those, come to ours, kedm.org.